Greetings, my lovely subscribers. So, I know that I told you that my official launch of this podcast isn't until November 26th, but recording and editing podcasts to prepare for this launch has gotten me thinking about shitty first drafts. So, I wanted to share some thoughts with you. This episode will also give you an idea of what I will be offering you in the days, weeks, and years to come. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Libby Sinback, and I am a queer polyamorous mom and a relationship coach. This podcast is called Making Polyamory Work. I'm creating this podcast to help you if you're feeling stuck, if you're struggling, if you want your relationships to be more nourishing and more functional and more authentic and full of love. On this show, I'm diving deeply into what actually makes polyamorous relationships work, because relationships are at the core of our well-being as humans. I think love is why we're here and how we heal. The concept of shitty first drafts was coined, I think, by Brené Brown. The idea is that when something is coming up for you, a difficult feeling, a problem you're seeing, a reaction you're having to a person or situation, that your initial take on the situation is probably not going to be the best version. That's because a lot of time it's coming from the reactive part of us, the part of us that's wired for survival and snap judgments and doesn't have time for things like nuance and compassion. Now, I want to say, the place where our shitty first draft is coming from is exquisitely intelligent, so please don't hear from me that a shitty first draft isn't important. Our survival instincts keep us alive in dangerous or untenable situations. But when we're dealing with relationships where collaboration is better than domination, grace is better than righteousness, forgiveness is better than stubbornness, gentleness is better than harshness, we have to keep that part of ourselves in check. The concept of shitty first drafts has been really important to me because I used to prioritize sharing my unprocessed, unvarnished thoughts and would elicit them from people I love on the regular. I think on some level I knew they were shitty first drafts, but I wanted to hash out a better draft with the people that I loved. And I would also get frustrated when those people wanted to wait before talking to me about something because they wanted to spend more time thinking about it first. I felt like that meant that they didn't trust me with their quote-unquote real thoughts. I used to feel like refining what you had to say instead of talking it all through was inauthentic and even controlling. What I've since arrived at is that a lot of times the first half-baked words that come out of me are not necessarily even how I really think and feel, and that by expecting and demanding that someone I love have to work through that with me, that's putting a lot on them. I discovered that if I spend some time refining and processing before bringing something up to one of my people, I can often save everyone a lot of time and emotional labor. I will have to do less backtracking, less clarifying, and less soothing when something I say doesn't come out right and instead is triggering or hurtful. The truth is, once something is said, you can't unsay it. Words have a way of taking on a life of their own after they've been spoken or written. I can see that neither my nor someone else's first draft is more authentic than the more refined version, any more than an unrehearsed dance routine is more real than the one that has been rehearsed and perfected. The knee-jerk reaction can sometimes be valuable to know about and understand, but wanting to spare your person your shitty initial thoughts and instead spend more time crafting your message doesn't have to be inherently manipulative or fake. Embargoing what you want to say until you have your key points a little more lined up can be more respectful of your people's time and energy. But also, there is a time and place for processing uncooked thoughts with someone you love. It can be intimate and loving to collaborate on refining a feeling or a thought with someone, wrestling and rumbling on it together. This is especially true if you need help getting out of your shitty first draft. With this podcast, I've subjected multiple people to rougher versions of ideas that I've had, and having their input and feedback has been hugely helpful for me in getting clearer on what I want to say. The key thing is to be conscious and upfront about what you're offering, which is a shitty first draft. You need to acknowledge that you're asking your partner to withhold judgment, be willing to make space for saying things that don't turn out to be quite true, or noodle on ideas together that need refining. That's all work, and the person you're talking to needs to be up for that. What I do nowadays is I ask for informed consent before launching into my shitty first draft. I say, hey, I'm having something come up for me. I haven't had a lot of time to process it, and so it's kind of messy and unpolished right now. Are you open to letting me work it out with you? You want to make room for the no, but I've almost never gotten a no. But I think the very asking of it helps get your person's buy-in and acknowledges the work you're asking them to do. It also sets the appropriate container for the conversation that's coming. It helps get the person you love in the right mindset to receive your messy, shitty first draft. If you don't want to hash out your shitty first draft with the person who's a key player in the story you're wrestling with, you can instead journal about it. Talk it out with yourself when you're alone, like when you're driving in the car or in the shower, or you can ask another person to let you externally process with them. Again, I would say ask them too, because they might not be up for hearing your shitty first draft. But it can be useful to process it with someone else who can then hold a lot of space because it's not about them. After you've worked through it a little bit, then you can bring it back to your person. And if you really want full transparency, you can even tell them that you had a shitty first draft and here's what it was, and then you can share that you worked past it and how you got to this more refined version. I find just being aware of shitty first drafts as a thing can go a long way in working through my shit. I hope you find this concept valuable too. Thanks for joining me today for this sneak peek at my new podcast, Making Polyamory Work. If you have any thoughts about what I've said today or a question for the show, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at libby@libbysinback.com, or you can comment on my Facebook page. Just do a search for Libby Sinback and you'll find me. I also do one-on-one coaching, so if you're interested in diving even deeper into this work, feel free to get in touch and I'd be happy to talk with you more. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends, networks, Facebook groups, etc. And if you want even more people to listen, I've heard that rating and reviewing on whatever platform you listen on, be it iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, etc., will help more people find the show. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I'll see you soon.